Kimberlyn, K-I-M-B-E-R-L-Y-N, Murillo. Morello? Is it Morello? Murillo. M-U-R-I-L-L-O. She was born 10-22-04, today's 3-27-24, chief complaint, headache, nausea, dizziness. This is a morbidly obese 19-year-old young lady whom I saw a year ago with diabetes, with prediabetes. Patient was given Ozempic, which the insurance did not cover. Subsequently, she did not do anything different. She also had low vitamin D that she's not taking. She was still to lose weight. She also had sleep apnea, and I believe she had sleep apnea per findings on the echocardiogram, and she was referred for sleep study, but she says nobody called her, in quotation. Nipergot medication, now none. Medical problems, prediabetes, low vitamin D, hyperlipidemia, headache, anemic, heavy periods, strongly suspect sleep apnea, and a surgery, none. Last period, 3-1-24, no smoking, no drinking, allergy, none. She works at a restaurant, Chinese restaurant, family history, diabetes, and migraine headaches. COVID immunization, none. She's 253 pounds, 100%, 98.5, 18, 64, 130 over 78, heart positive, 50 lungs, declared abdomen soft, next shows no ash, TMs are slightly red. Number one, sinusitis, amoxo 500 TID. Number two, prediabetes, check A1C, restart metformin, 500 milligram BID. Next number, definite sleep apnea. Refer for sleep apnea study. Patient has headache. Patient has heavy snoring. Patient has hypersomnolence. Next number has episodes of not breathing. Patient has right ventricular hypertrophy. There's not much else that we can check before actually doing a sleep study. So let's do a sleep study ASAP. Next one is lose weight. Next one is history of migraine headache, family history of migraine headache. Next one was must take iron 325 once a day. Next one was come back next month. Next one was we may look into Imitrex as a diagnostic tool to see if she does have headaches related to migraine. Next number at this time it's multifactorial. Next number, she did have ultrasounds done in the past regarding her abnormal periods. Next number, let's see, we'll entertain the possibility of a pseudotumor cerebri with the symptoms nausea and headache and dizziness and obesity in a young woman. Nevertheless, we'll address these issues that I mentioned first, and then we'll approach the rest next month. Thank you.